Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Wow, it's May 22nd, 2023. May has flown by. I have the author preview copies of my book in my hands, which is exciting. So my two sponsors, Creative Technology and Innovation, utilizing John Boy's OODA Loops to consider alternative ways to solve the problems you're trying to solve. Creative Technology and Innovation, your partner when the going gets rough. And the now, very soon to be available, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Danny and the Corporate Ladder will be available likely the first couple of weeks of June on Amazon and probably 1 to 2 weeks after that at Barnes & Noble. So the first two physical bookstores where you can get Danny and the Corporate Ladder will be Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I don't know about smaller stores and when, if or when they will carry it. So, you know, exciting. You'll have, after that, there'll be access to the ebook sometime after Barnes & Noble. So that's likely July. And the Audible book likely sometime in July or August. So we have reached that point of publication and we are there. We have met the enemy, and the enemy is a published book, right? Yeah, well, there you go. Anyway, playing through and building out the machine intelligence papers, I've decided to start Volume 2. I'm going to continue to do Volume 1. So I'm focusing Volume 1 on answering questions and defining terms and things like that and thinking through, you know, kind of the impact of AI that people see. Volume 2 is going to be a series of essays that I'm going to do. The first one is kind of an essay that I've been working on for a while. I actually wrote it in my blog, nearly 2 years ago originally. And it's this concept of, you know, just what do we want to have the limits be for an artificial intelligence when it ultimately makes life and death decisions? Because that's going to happen at some point. And when that happens, you know, what are the limits? You know, what are the error rates? Because I think if we think about human beings, right, and we look at the concept of error rates, you know, one of the reasons that lean manufacturing and Six Sigma were created is that human beings make mistakes, not intentional mistakes, and really don't ultimately try to make mistakes. They just do make mistakes. So when we think about mistakes and we think about how that looks and what we need to have, you know, this is kind of the end game here, right? You know, what mistakes, what level of mistakes, and what authorization will we give a machine intelligence to make decisions that impact the life of a human being? And I'm talking life and death decisions. I'm talking about situations where a human could be injured or hurt or worse in the scenario. So it's an interesting argument. It's my first essay, first part of Volume 2. Like I said, I've been kind of thinking about this for a while, and I know I didn't really set a limit on Volume 1 for the number of issues. So I just decided over the weekend it was best to go ahead and start on Volume 2 and get that information out there. Okay, so a couple of interesting facts and figures, as it were. Did our longest trip Saturday with the EV. We went about 170 miles, which, you know, it's pretty good trip in a single day. You know, looking at houses and kind of bouncing around Montgomery County. But the thing, the reason that I'm bringing this up is that, you know, we're still using the 110-volt charger. We don't have a 20 amp charger yet. I'm not adding a 20 amp charger to a house I've sold, and the house is sold. We're closing on June 9th. So A, we're getting close to the time when we're going to move out of the house, right? That's A. And B, I'm not going to put a 20 amp circuit here. 20 amp circuits normally charge the car, you know, between 4 and 6 hours. A 30 amp circuit, the high speed circuits, those will charge it in, you know, significantly less than that, you know, as little as 30 minutes. But for right now, you know, we're looking to get that that overnight 100% charge. And you don't do 100% charge on an EV. They recommend you do 80% as your charge ratio, and then occasionally go to 100% when you want to go further. So, you know, like I said, it worked really well. We were able to get it, use it, run it, and had no issues with it whatsoever. So, you know, that's kind of a good thing. We got up to speed and got up to 80% so that the car could go out and traverse Montgomery County again today. So we seem to have found a pattern where we can, you know, use the car for the things that we're doing, but at the same time use the car, you know, for the work process that it was originally gotten for. So kind of cool. The other thing is I did the math on the EV replacement, because what you're looking at is how much gasoline have you replaced. Now, the primary driver of this vehicle, you know, drives between 400 and 500 miles a month. And so in our first month, between the solar power on our roof and the reality of where we are with the EV, we're at 7.1% total reduction for our family for carbon footprint. Now, some of that is, look, we're recycling, you know, we're doing all the other things as well to impact the environment. And that impact on the environment, you know, is critical. But we're at 7.1% carbon reduction, which, you know, is good, right? That's more than the 5% challenge. And that's really more than is necessary for any one person. Although if everybody did 7%, it really would make a dent. Look, 7% from every human being on Earth is not going to stop carbon problems that we're having. We're already experiencing some of the issues. It is more of a matter of, you know, as we go forward, we want to make sure that we have, you know, that we have less of an impact on the environment, less of an impact on the world around us. And obviously, you know, 7.1% less carbon consumed or generated or used by the family is significant, right? Because that's for the three of us living in the house, which is, you know, that's good, right? Now, if there were six of us living in the house, we'd still be at 5.01% or 5.1% reduction. So we'd still be at 5%, but the goal is, what can I do to help, right? Every little bit helps. Every little bit is a good thing. So, you know, continuing down that path, continuing down that structure of trying to reduce the carbon that we consume in our house. And on that note, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. And as always, I thank you so much for taking time to listen.